bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the fifth chapter of the book of James. Let your yes be yes, and your no be no, so that you may not fall under condemnation. This past week, one of my dear colleagues sent me an article about a man, George Turkelbaum, who worked at a New York publishing firm. The story talked about how George had died at his desk and it took 5 days before anyone noticed. My friend said, "This story has daily devotion written all over it." He was right, but probably not for the reason he thinks. You see, there is no George Turkelbaum. George is a figment of somebody's imagination. Even so, the story, which speaks of how isolated and insulated we have become, appeals to people who feel unloved and unappreciated. Because the story touches people, they are circulating it all around the internet. Won't take too long before everybody will know about the passing of George Turkelbaum. And everybody will know something which is wrong. Now, it doesn't make much difference what people believe when it comes to George Turkelbaum. Since he doesn't exist, he can't care. But what we think and say does make a world of difference when everybody knows the wrong thing about a real someone. Countless reputations, lives, and futures have been ruined because everybody knew something to be true, something which wasn't. So that the word of Christians might mean something, so we might make a true and believable witness to Christ who gave himself to save us, James encouraged the Savior's followers to watch the things they say. By the Holy Spirit's inspiration, he put it very simply. Let your yes be yes, and your no be no. James didn't want to see the Savior's flawless reputation ruined by Christians. The false witnesses at Jesus' trial had tried to do that already. No, our job is to let our yes be yes. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, when false witnesses accused you, you were silent and offered no defense. We pray that we may never join the ranks of false witnesses against others. Let us be careful of what we say, so you may be glorified and others protected. In your name, amen.